fake it till you make it with this type of confidence. This type of confidence allows you to appear to be a master of anything and everything. After all, if you say something with enough confidence, people tend to believe you. The other type of confidence is the kind that you bring along on a date. It's the type that wows the girl due to your boldness. This type of confidence requires that you are aware of who you are as a person. You're not self-conscious. You don't worry about the petty things. You're comfortable in your own skin. This is the type of guy you would call a charmer. He's assertive, he's bold, and he knows what he wants. As you can see, the first type of confidence really doesn't hold that much substance, whereas the second type requires you to change who you are as a person. As opposed to faking it, you really are comfortable enough to do what you want when you want. You don't have to compete with other people or put someone else down to make yourself seem like the bigger man. You are already the bigger man. There's a certain charm with that kind of view on life that women find absolutely irresistible. The problem with confidence is that it walks a fine line between self-loathing and arrogance. If you can't love every part of yourself, you tend to hate yourself. But if you become too enamored with yourself, you tend to become, for lack of better words, an arrogant bastard. Another problem with confidence is that it might lead you astray. For example, you might think you're the best musician in your four-man group.